Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, or our upcoming show in New Orleans, Louisiana on March 12th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ward Saxton.
Ward Saxton?
Indeed.
In which of the seven kingdoms do you live, sir?
I live in the kingdom of New Jersey. Where
I've heard that is a cursed and desolate place. What do you do there?
I am an actor, singer, lawyer.
Huh. You had me till you got to lawyer.
Thank you.
Well, Ward, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Dating is testing my mettle. My rose lost its bloom and its petals. So I'll exchange vows with Mr. right now. I'm happier if I just...
settle.
Settle, yes, from the lawyer. Settle.
We've always heard not to settle when it comes to love, but now experts are saying, hey, look, you're not exactly Ryan Gosling yourself, okay, buddy? The reasoning is that, evolutionarily speaking, settling for less than an optimal mate ensures you will procreate. But what about future evolution? If we don't select, the best-looking, most capable mate will go from survival of the fittest to the survival of you'll do.
Considering the number of really ugly animals out there.
Yeah, really. Yeah, if you look back to the deep depths of time, it was just a series of organisms looking at each other and going, eh. The first fish to walk on land looked at the other first fish to walk on land and said, eh. What am I going to do? It's Saturday night. I can only breathe oxygen for 4 seconds at a time. Let's do it and go
There's
back
There's a
home.
Really nice little cave right over
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly. All right, here's your next limerick.
Though a subway pole makes you say ick, it's unlikely to make you get sick. The thought of the germs is making you squirm, but it's fine if you give it a...
A lick!
It is.
Ew. Science has finally answered an age-old question. Is it safe to lick a subway pole?
A three-year-old.
I'd be happy to know it is. Yeah. Dr. Chris Mason of Weill Cornell Medical College swabbed surfaces around New York City, tested them for bacteria and stuff. He says our immune systems are strong enough to withstand whatever tends to be on subway poles.
Well, how safe will they stay if we start licking them?
Here is your last limerick.
On ergot, a fungus on rye, our dino brains drift through the sky. It's like LSD, just organic and free. And we dinosaurs chew to get...
high.
Right, yeah. Yes. A new report in the journal Paleodiversity suggests dinosaurs got high on hallucinogenic mushrooms. This is true.
Well, that explains Barney. For years.
Now, they chose to get stoned on mushrooms because have you ever seen a T-Rex try to smoke a joint with its tiny, tiny hands? This sheds light on also why dinosaurs went extinct. That crazy night the T-Rex got the munchies and ate every other dinosaur. Bill, how did Ward do?
The winning verdict goes to Ward Saxton, 3-0.
Congratulations, Ward.